Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I wish all of you could be right here at this moment. Unbelievable atmosphere.
100 years of radio broadcast for the Chicago Cubs. How cool is that?
It's remarkable.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air.
The Chicago Cubs are on the air.
From Wrigley Field in Chicago.
I'm Vince Lloyd, and along with Lou Boudreau, we welcome you to our broadcast.
Here at Wrigley Field with Ron Santo.
Jack Brickhouse back with you once again.
With former Cub and All-Star Ron Coomer. It's Pat Hughes reporting.
Welcome once again to Major League Baseball.
Len Casper.
Hey, Mark. Nice to see you and hear your voice as always. Ron Coomer, Pat Hughes, Dave Miska. Great to be with all you guys.
Paul Zerang, the maestro engineer.
Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Kyle Schwarber just hit one onto Sheffield Avenue.
Hey, hey! It's all over. Willie Smith just homered. The Cubs win the game.
Cubs win. Listen to this place.
Way back. Might be out of here.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! He did it again. He did it again.
Oh.
The game is tied. The game is tied. Holy cow.
We may be down to a pitch for a division title.
We go to the ninth inning. Time to fasten those seatbelts.
The wind and the 1-2 pitch on the way.
There it is.
Oh,
there it
the
is.
Game is over. The Cubs have won it.
Yes, sir.
The Cubs have won the game. The Cubs have won the division.
Look at a Bob Sutcliffe, a two-hitter.
It feels like it's a World Series game.
Yeah, it does. And if this kid keeps pitching like this, we may be in a World Series.
1-2. Here's the windup and the pitch.
Get it!
As I said a few minutes ago, Lou, the biggest game of his life.
No doubt about it, Milo, and I'm oh so happy. You did a great job all year. We'll continue so. And to be part of this victory, it's really an honor.
Fly the W! The Cubs win! El Mago, the magic man! Magnifico tonight!
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo.
It's in time! And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series! The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins.
The wait is over, right? It is over. The Cubs are World Series champions. How does that sound, partner?
Well, it's a long time coming, but it sounds wonderful.
We'll be right back.
I remember when there were rumors about the score getting the Cubs. Because they had made the move from GN over to BBM. And that made sense. Like, not that we never, that we ever really needed to be legitimized. Because, look, we had the White Sox and we had the Blackhawks. And but the idea of the Cubs being on the score was outrageous. And now here we are, what, 10 years into the deal? Or into the second deal now. With the Cubs being on the score. It's amazing.
It really is. It's crazy when you think about it in the context of what is now a full century of the Cubs being on the radio. That was an amazing piece by Chris Tannehill. Completist, and I got chills a whole bunch of times, all the different broadcasters and all the different history. And it's such a powerful, powerful medium for so many reasons. Like, some of the things that were flashing in my mind, one is when the Cubs won it in 16, this happened at cemeteries all over Chicagoland. People bringing chairs into the cemetery.
And transistor radios.
Or their phones, if they could get it that way, however they could get it, and listening to Cubs radio on the score as they won the World Series or had games along the way, while sitting in the cemetery, maybe having a beer or three with their departed loved ones. I mean, what's more powerful than that?
Mitch dispatched me during 2016. He sent me out to go cover the Cubs, not on the field, but everything else. He's like, do you want to do some stuff for pregame? And I was like, yeah, let's put some stories together. And so I was out at Wrigley Field a lot, but I had covered like the LCS with the World Series stuff when they were in Cleveland. I covered Wrigleyville. And I was able to go out there. And that's when the brick facade was up and they had put chalk out there.
Oh, my God. It's one of the most amazing things, spontaneous sports things that just happened.
Speaks, it was so wild, like seeing people wanting to not use it like kind of as graffiti and like big up themselves. Everyone's writing these messages to their dead family members. Oof. Because they felt so strongly that this was the year that the Cubs were going to do it. I met a man that quit his job because they wouldn't give him the day off. I think he was working for Hershey and they wouldn't give him the day off, and he drove from Hershey, Pennsylvania, just to be, he had no ticket.
Just to be nearby.
He just wanted to be there while all of this stuff was going on. You know how I feel about this particular medium. I love it. There's an intimacy to this that can really only be done by folks who are really great at it. When it comes to play-by-play, that person is with you. They are sharing with this. Why I always talk about take Pat and Ron for a walk. Like that, it's part of what I do in the summer is I make sure that I spend a few innings a week just taking a walk in Hyde Park, listening to those guys on the call. It's easier for our job to watch it on TV, but knowing how that relationship has evolved since the passing of Ron Santo and Pat still being Pat and adding in Zach and adding in you sometimes when you're in there as part of that broadcast team, it's a lot of fun. And in as we all get more and more kind of disconnected, it's nice to have those moments when you're connected.
Oh, without a doubt. No, that's good, man. It's well said, and it's lovely to have that companion. The thing about baseball on the radio, and I was just talking about this on taping something for the PBP podcast today. It's like when you're doing the game on the radio, there's more room to tell stories and just kind of relax and hang out because there's not the production elements and commercials and certain things that you got to make sure that you set up on TV. And the other big factor that lets it be looser and more fun on the radio is that nothing exists until you say it exists. You are kind of in charge. Pat Hughes is in charge.
He's the master of ceremonies of the baseball game.
And of space and time.
Yes.
From a physics perspective. And I've had to have these conversations with Ron Coomer when I've gotten a chance to do games or innings. I don't have to say, I don't have to talk about the pitch right when it comes every single time and set up every single pitch. Like, here's the pitch and here it comes. And this is what happened. We can continue the conversation. And Coomer does it. Coomer will teach you how to do it because he'll be telling the story like, and that there's a curveball outside for ball two. And he just keeps going. And you may not even realize it's happening, but great radio broadcasters can weave the game in a way that baseball broadcasters cannot.
There's also something, there's something to it. And look, we're older, right? We're in the older part of the listening demo of a score listener. And we're both Gen X guys. So this is something that when we were younger, in some cases, this is all we had. In some cases, this is how we were introduced to the broadcast of baseball.
Absolutely.
And there is something special and romantic about it. I would just say that one of the things I love about listening to play-by-play, and specifically the crew that's doing it now, here on The Score, is you get to close your eyes.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, I know I said I usually take him for a walk, and I'm not walking with my eyes closed, but you get to live in that space of your mind. If you know the dimensions of the park that they're playing in, but to be able to close your eyes and know that you're going to get a descriptor from a guy like Pat Hughes is incredible for those that are visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their connection to the ballpark. And I've heard from plenty of people in that situation, and the way that they feel like, even though they might not be able to see as well or see at all, that they can see it because Pat Hughes is so good at describing it, and Coom is so good at describing what just happened on that play. It's the lifeblood of a fan for a fan of a certain age. And there, I still get geeked up about it. I still love it. I love it when it's done well. And you just get to enjoy it. Like the stuff that, and I'll tell you like the power of like Cubs radio. When the Cubs were winning the World Series, along with all the extra stuff that we did for pregame, Lynn Casper, who was the TV broadcaster, and you know he's talked publicly, he's been on my podcast, your podcast, talking about part of the reason that he still likes doing radio is because he didn't want to leave the team once they got into the postseason.
Yeah, man, I had Coom on the PBP, and he told this story, like Lenny was around, and Coom was supposed to do the fifth inning of play-by-play, and he and Len talked about it, and he's like, hey, man, if you're part of our crew, what are we doing here? So you come in, and you do the fifth inning. And Len was so touched by that. They'd flown together all year long. They're seat partners. They were seat partners on the plane. So Coom said, you do the play-by-play, man. Come on, don't have me do it. And so Len got to do an inning for every playoff game in 2016.
And beyond that, he was doing all sorts of pre- and post-game stuff.
Yes, he was.
Because he wanted to be connected to it. He wanted to be on that broadcast. And to go back to the idea of like the Cubs having the score, as far as credibility goes, when Lynn Casper is part of your pregame show.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
That's real strong stuff that's going on there.
So I was reading in the Sun-Times from Eldon Ham. This is from a couple years ago, but I was Googling and found it a little while ago, about how William Wrigley in the 20s believed in the power of radio when a lot of teams and owners were afraid of it. Mm. And doesn't that make sense when you think about all the long history of pro sports and media and how that relationship is gone? Some owners around Major League Baseball were like, I don't know. No, it's going to keep people from coming to the ballpark. We can't do that. Can't have that. And William Wrigley's like, no, he was a promoter. You know, having made soap and sold soap and then eventually gum and everything.
Speaks, that type of thinking was prevalent in Chicago until 2009.
Right? I mean, well, seriously, the Blackhawks and like not being on TV and the Blackhawks not even being on the radio. They used to have the first period show.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't even play the first period on the radio.
And for the exact same reasons.
Yeah.
Not on TV because we want people to come to the games.
So, and I love this particular aspect of radio history that they made programming and created things to be on the radio so they could sell radios. Physically,
yeah,
and vice versa. In 1921, there were 20 operational radios in Chicago. There were 25,000 a year later. And in 1928, when Motorola made the first car radio, you know, all of a sudden they're like, oh, I think we might be on to something here. So I love that William Wrigley was looking forward and was comfortable putting him on the radio 100 years ago. The reason we're talking about this is that it's the 100th anniversary this year, and tonight is the radio night at Wrigley.
And they're giving away, we're giving away,
Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah. So like spinning radio forward all the way to, instead of you being at the cemetery with a transistor radio,
Yeah. You're
there with a Bluetooth speaker to connect to your phone, where you might be listening to it on the Odyssey app with your Bluetooth speaker.
It's still the same sensation.
It is.
It's the same feeling, and it's even better mobility. I mean, I hang out on the MLB at Bat app a lot. You know, if I wasn't going to the game tonight, I'd be sitting on the balcony listening to the game.
Having a cigar?
Maybe. With it on the TV. Inside the house, just, you know, no offense, Boog, but I'd probably be listening to the radio and have it timed out so in case I needed to turn around and watch a play, I could watch it. Because you can get the radio ahead of the TV.
Yeah, you
broadcast.
Can sync it up if you want.
You can sync it up perfectly, or you can let the radio be a little bit ahead of TV, which I like to do, so that way you can know whether you need to turn and watch a play or not.
I mean, we don't take it lightly that in some cases we're the friend in your head. When you're at work or you're driving or you're stuck in traffic or you're looking for what happened to southbound Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I guess I can't go that way. Now I'm going to have to turn around and go someplace else.
Uh-huh.
we understand that there is an intimacy. Like, you're talking to the radio sometimes.
Hey, don't watch TV in the car, folks, when you're driving. No. Don't do that.
I mean, the kids can in the back.
I know, but up front, you know, you don't want anybody to do that.
I could today, I'll tell you that. You're not moving on that Kennedy.
Yeah, Tanny. Yeah, that's...
Sometimes you can, folks. That's the truth of it. If we don't recommend it for everyone, you got to be an experienced Kennedy commuter to do that.
Oh, man. We don't want to promote that.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.